I have to admit that I'm not much of a social person. I mean, I'm quite shy and inhibited, so most of the time I tend to avoid talking to strangers. But I do remember a time when I had to talk to a complete stranger, and as I remember, it was around 5 years ago. On my very first trip to Ho Chi Minh City, it was just a short conversation, but I can still remember it quite well. I was a 20-year-old freshman back then, and I was unable to navigate my way to the Ho Chi Minh City University of Education, where I was about to start studying. Back then, Google Maps wasn't as popular as it is nowadays, so the only way I could figure out the way was by asking a local. So, after hours of wandering around, I finally resorted to asking a lady who was selling noodles at a food cart near where I was standing. I asked the lady if she would be so kind to tell me the way to the Ho Chi Minh City University of Education, and she kindly replied by pointing to the big building across the road and saying, "It's over there." The university was being renovated back then, so I was unable to recognize it. But before I went off to study, I decided to sit down and order some noodles from the old lady and have a chat with her. It turns out that she was also from Ninh Thuan, which is my hometown. So we ended up chatting for ages about our lives and about how and why we had come to Ho Chi Minh. You know, I think I found this conversation so interesting simply because I found Mrs. Kim to be such a nice lady. As the conversation went on and I got to know her better, I realized that she had had quite a tough life, yet she managed to maintain such a sweet and gentle personality that many other women who have been through similar struggles to her would have lost by now.